Broadcasting live from the Business Radio X studios in Atlanta, Georgia, it's time for Atlanta Business Radio, spotlighting the city's best businesses and the people who lead them.
Hey guys, and welcome to another episode of Culinary Atlanta here on Atlanta Business Radio. Once again, we have John and Anderson from Handpicked Atlanta in studio. Hey guys, what's going on?
Hello.
Hello, hello.
How are you guys doing?
Good, good.
Doing well.
Yeah, good to be here.
Got a little bit caught up today. There was some stuff going on downtown.
Yeah.
In a great city.
Atlanta, traffic, normal.
Yeah, just always. Normal. Yeah, this morning it was so bad. Like it took me, I live right over there. It took me like 15 minutes to get here.
Yeah.
It's insane. The rain?
Like, I guess people don't know how to drive in the rain.
Plus spring break.
Yeah, that's true.
Spring breakers.
That's very, very true. So today we have a special co-host with us, right?
Yeah, I guess I'm special.
Are you special?
Yeah, I mean, he's special to us.
He's special to us, right? Yeah. Seven from Pokeberry. So what's going on with you?
Hi, everyone. I'm really happy to be back. I am
happy to have you back.
Kind of always busy opening stores and living life ridiculously.
Of course. Yes. And what does that look like, living like ridiculously for you?
Well, I've been working on my mayorship, which I told you about.
Yeah, you did.
I'm trying to find something to do for my city. So if anyone has any ideas, I'm really curious to hear.
Where is the city again?
I'm going to be temporary mayor of Highland Lake, Michigan.
Okay.
There's 72 people, three buildings, and a lake. I think one of the buildings is a church. There's a bar. And there's an ice cream store.
So wow.
Everything you need.
Yeah. Of course. Yeah. So what's going on with Handpicked Atlanta lately?
Well, we're working on a couple of different new things. But most recently, we've signed up quite a bit of festivals recently. So it's festival season here in Atlanta. So we've got the Grilled Cheese Festival up on our site.
It's Slingin' Wings Fest, as we're very excited about. I'll be a judge at the Slingin' Wings Fest. And I'm very excited about.
So you
also,
guys
Seven from Pokeberry is going to be a judge.
I will be a judge, which is going to be fun to be on the other side of that.
Yeah.
Instead of being judged.
It's being tiring to win things all the time. So
it's nice. Yeah.
And we also have a really great beer fest on the site as well.
Wow. Mm-hmm. So do you get to do things like this usually, like judge food contests?
You know, we do get invited to do a lot of really fun stuff. And that's definitely one of the most, you know, rewarding parts about the job is we get to meet all these interesting people doing all this cool, you know, stuff. And sometimes we get to be a part of that too. So
from now on, we refer to John as Judge John.
Okay. Yeah. Yes, of course. That's Judge John. Yes, makes sense. Change it legally to that.
Yeah, absolutely. First name Judge.
That's good.
Last name John.
Yeah. So John Anderson and Seven, you guys brought someone with you in studio today. You want to introduce her?
Yeah. So we have actually one of our closest allies to Pokeberry and Lifting Noodles. Her name is Alyssa Fagan. You guys probably know her from Atlanta Bucket List. Only the coolest, most powerful Instagram and lady in the whole entire city and possibly the world.
Wow. So, what an intro.
Yeah. Wow. I don't really know what I can say to make me sound better than that. But thank you. Seven and I are really great friends and introduced me to the guys at Handpicked. And I'm just so honored to be here. I think I spend a lot of time behind my phone. Mm-hmm. So it's kind of cool to be in a different space and get to talk about my story and how I'm involved in the community in a different way than just through Instagram.
Yeah, absolutely. So talk a little bit about ATL Bucket List. What are you doing and how you came up with the idea?
Yeah, I mean, man, it was 3 years ago now. Feels like it was yesterday, but it's been quite a few years. And kind of just started when I moved to Atlanta. I loved the city, thought that there were so many amazing things going on. Worked in marketing as my full-time job. And kind of meshed my two loves, social media and this new awesome city. When I started going out and doing all these things, I was taking photos and I really wanted somewhere to share that without bothering all of my friends who may not be in Atlanta. So I had this idea of why don't I just start an Instagram account and share it on there. And this is kind of before a lot of people were doing that, especially in Atlanta. Definitely saw a lot of similar accounts in bigger cities like New York and LA, but it didn't really take off in Atlanta until maybe a year after I started what I'm doing on ATL Bucket List. So it's been a really awesome journey. And kind of like the guys at Handpick said, I've had the opportunity to meet so many amazing people, whether through the restaurant industry or not. But it's just so cool being able to make those connections and now making real life friends through the people I meet through quote unquote business.
Yeah. So bucket list, do you have a, I mean, how did you come up? Is that actually, you started with a bucket list and then you went on with that?
I think it was like when I was in college, right before I graduated, I made a bucket list of all the things I wanted to do before I left the city there. Mm-hmm. And I think that word just kind of stuck with me. And I was like, oh, that's cool. Like everybody has a bucket list.
Yeah.
Right. So when I moved here, I was like, well, what's my bucket list here? And now everyone's like, well, what's next on the list? And I'm like, I don't even know. It's so long.
So it's good. You're constantly just searching for stuff and think you've like, there's a list that you just a lot of stuff that you could do.
Always. And that's what I think is so cool about Atlanta. When I first started ATL Bucket List, I was naively worried and thought maybe I'd run out of things to talk about. That is not the case. There's always something new. There's always a new restaurant. There's always a new festival, always a new event. So there's always something to talk about.
Yeah. So, why, I mean, how did you said it was the city that you lived in that you started, you know, you started thinking about, but the bucket list when you were in college. So you, when did you move to Atlanta? What brought you to Atlanta?
So I moved here the end of 2014.
Okay.
Started ATL Bucket List in March of 2015. I moved here really for a job.
Okay.
It was after I graduated and I grew up in Florida and always loved like the South. I don't like the cold.
Yeah.
So I was like, okay, well, what's a fun big city that's not cold? And there's really this in Miami and I grew up near Miami. So I kind of wanted to change.
Okay. Well, cool. And so it started primarily with the Instagram account. And then what did it grow into that's now, I mean, you have a business surrounding it, correct? Or
yeah, well, I have a business that sort of branched off of it.
Okay.
Like I was talking about, so many relationships have been made. And I worked in marketing. I still do. I kind of went the more social media route, mm-hmm. which makes sense since that's really what I do with ATL Bucket List.
Yeah.
And I created a social media agency that launched last year called Atlas Media.
Wow.
And I work with a lot of local restaurants handling their social media as well as their photography.
Okay. That's really cool. So you kind of found yourself in this niche because you were developing this, the Instagram account for ATL Bucket List. You kind of found yourself, you liked it, you learned a lot about it. So you decided you could create a business surrounding it.
Exactly.
So why focusing on restaurants in particular?
I mean, two reasons. One, I love food and I feel comfortable photographing food.
Okay.
I like to be able to offer kind of a full service thing. So being able to be the photographer too is like a great bang for their buck when it comes to having a social media agency. But also just kind of my network. I knew a lot of people in the restaurant industry, so it's kind of an easy fit with the relationships that I had.
Okay. And so social media agency, what does that mean? Do you manage their social media accounts? And you said you take pictures as well. So do you mm-hmm. have a background in photography too?
So it's all learned.
Okay.
I think I'm a pretty good photographer, but there's no, I've had no formal training. It's just kind of been me. Started off with my iPhone. That's why I used to teach a bunch of iPhone food photography classes. And then I know, really
iPhone
funny.
Food photography.
Yes. Yeah. I've done quite a few of
those. That's a real thing, by
the way. I did not know that was a thing. I had no idea.
I practiced that multiple times a week. It's a really good
thing. And I'm actually partnering with Castellucci Restaurants on a few more classes this year. But I will be honest, I use my Sony A6000 for most of my photos
mm-hmm.
and kind of learned how to use it. And that's kind of the direction I've been going.
Okay.
And it's definitely helped me when it comes to pitching clients and all of that.
Did you have a passion for photography prior to doing this? Because your pictures are very fun. You know, aside from being like high quality pictures and high definition and all that, they're fun shots. How did you get that experience?
It just happened.
Yeah.
You know, I've always been interested in photography. My dad loves taking photos. And we grew up, he was that dad where every family vacation we'd go on, he'd be like, everybody stop, we need to take a photo.
Right,
and
right.
It got to the point where we're like, dad, just leave us alone.
Right.
But I think it definitely did interest me, his passion for it. And while, again, I never had formal training, I do think a lot of photography is, one, the equipment you use, and two, having a good eye.
Yeah, mm-hmm. your shots are really fun.
Thank you. Yeah. Thank you.
So if you guys check out her pictures, you'll see like thousands of people are loving like her angles and leaving ridiculous comments. And anytime she posts a picture and posts it for us, those are always the most popular.
The colors are nice, and the actual just the perspective itself is cool.
And if you guys want to check that out too, her handle is ATL_bucket_list. it's definitely worth checking out on IG. Yeah,
definitely gonna check it out. So how did you, you said it was mostly learned. So you just over time developed, like, but it was, I guess you also just were born with an eye for it. But it, I mean, you had to kind of hone that skill mm-hmm. too. And so in particular with photographing food, how was that? Or how have you seen it's different than, I mean, photographing people or photographing anything else?
It is so different because I've had a lot of requests for taking photos of people mm-hmm. and I have to shy away from it because it is such, it's a different skill.
Okay.
And I respect anyone who can do it well because
yeah.
it's hard. But when it comes to food, I think the biggest thing to remember is thinking about what am I photographing and why, like, what about this dish would people care about?
Okay.
So like, you know, when there's something with like a runny egg, or it could be a runny egg if you just like, you know, cut it open, that's what people love.
Yeah.
And if it's a burger, like they don't want to see the top of the bun with those like pretty flat lay type shots. They really want to see what's inside of that patty. Like the patty and the lettuce and the tomato and all of that. So I just try to think about, okay, if I cared about this restaurant, about this dish, what would I want to see?
Hmm. Can you explain how you applied that to the Pokeberry, like when you started working with them?
Yeah. So I think the first time I ever met Seven was like, it was an Instagram message turned, let's hang out in real life.
Cool. Yeah, that's not weird at all.
No, I mean, hey, it happens way more than I care to
Instagram's
admit.
Great for networking.
It yeah, really is. It is. Yeah. And then I went over there, I think like right after you guys opened.
She actually came in, I think 2 or 3 days after we opened. And ever since that, she posted one picture. We had an hour or two out the door line our first week or two. And I think it was just like 2 or 3 of us employees and we had no idea what to do, but it was amazing. Yeah.
Well, good. I'm glad.
And was that that was the Poke Donut, right?
That was
a sushi burrito.
Yeah.
That was actually the Havana Bucket List sushi burrito, which is super cool. She has her own sushi burrito named after her.
Wow.
Which is
so good. Everyone should get it.
What are the ingredients?
It's kind of a rare privilege that anyone gets something named after them. Just as much to say that. But it's kind of a mix of all, I think, our favorite things put together. So there's a combination of like our favorite fishes, sauces, and veggies.
I hate to do this to you, but is it better than the hand-picked Atlanta burrito? Like, if there's favoritism going on here.
Katie, you have to try both.
I mean, I will judge. I will.
We'll need like someone who's not biased.
I will take the sacrifice. Right. But did you guys come up with the ingredients, or did you guys work together for the hand-picked Atlanta burrito, the ATL bucket list burrito, or did you come up with it, Seven, and you just named them after
it? I think it was a lot of trial and error and tasting and testing and seeing what we liked. Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, for That's us, awesome. He let us, you know, have fun with it. He definitely gave like guidance. You
yeah.
know, there were some
yeah.
things that I suggested and he was like, nah, it's too much sauce.
He was like, absolutely don't do that.
Well, he's the expert. Yeah.
He really is helpful with that kind of stuff.
Yeah. And so with the different, you said you're doing like classes too to help people and educate them on that social media aspect and in the restaurant industry in particular. So can you talk a little bit more about that? Because that's really interesting. So how you have gone about creating, do you have a curriculum or how do you approach it?
Yeah, well, when it comes to the iPhone food photography, I definitely have a rhythm to the classes. I usually hand out a little cheat sheet and everyone can take that home and kind of walk through the different steps of what goes into taking a good photo.
Okay.
With the whole like background being, yes, you can take a great photo with a DSLR,
yeah.
but you might not have the budget. You might not have the need, you know, if you're just taking photos of like things for fun, or you might not want to carry something that big around or have the right. budget. There really are a lot of reasons why you might not want to invest in a DSLR. And with the technology that modern like smartphones have.
Yeah, the new iPhone with like Visco, you can do really gangster stuff with the photos.
Yeah.
I mean, like super impressive shots.
Yeah. So it's like you can do all these things with just your iPhone and it's like figuring out how to like capitalize on that and make them your best photos, even just using this little device that's going to be at your disposal always.
Right. So it's using what you have like within your means. And so how do people get, I mean, I guess it's one thing to say I love eating food and I like taking pictures of food, but bridging that gap between actually wanting to do something with it and maybe create a business around it or create a popular social media page that could launch into a business. How do you advise people to bridge that gap?
Have a huge passion for it. Mm-hmm. Because I get a lot of people who are like, oh, like, it's so cool. You get to go to all these restaurants and eat for free. I want to do that.
And you're like, I did it for years. Like, yeah, at cost.
Exactly.
Like, paying for stuff.
Exactly. It's very expensive because before I, you know, got all these requests to come into restaurants, I was paying for everything out of pocket.
You had to build your notoriety.
And to this day, I still pay for things out of pocket just because I want to go and I support local businesses.
Right.
But in order to do it, it takes a lot of time, a lot of money, a lot of sacrifice. Like, there are so many times where I don't hang out with friends because my weekends are filled with bucket lists and work activities, which they're all fun. Don't get me wrong. I don't hate going to a restaurant and trying new dishes, but it is, you know, a give and take. So I think anyone who thinks, you know, what you see on social media is so glamorous, there is that work part of it that you really need to be willing to give 100%. And especially with how competitive the space is now, there's a new food blog every single day.
Right.
And some are great.
And everybody's a great photographer now.
Exactly. Yeah. I mean, with the iPhone, everyone can be a great photographer. So it's really figuring out how you can differentiate yourself. And I think a huge part of that is just being truly passionate about what you're doing.
Yeah. So how do you let that passion shine through? Because I know I'm just being in this, I mean, the podcasting space, that blogs, I mean, there's so many blogs out there, like you're saying, and it's hard to kind of break through that white noise of everybody wants to put, everybody can put a blog out there if they want to. Everybody can start an Instagram account. So how do you bring that passion through in your photos and just everything that you publish?
I think for me, it's been a lot of meeting people around me and kind of being inspired by other people, whether it's different restaurant owners that are doing really cool things that make me want to wake up at 8 a.m. and like go to this new spot and be the first in line, or other bloggers. I also have created really great relationships with other bloggers. And, you know, there's a big misconception that we're all like competitors, right, which I guess we are in a sense. But a lot of them have become really good friends and they inspire me every day. And I've had friends tell me, oh, like, I would have never thought to do something like this. Like, that's so cool. And just bouncing ideas off of each other has been really awesome.
How do you best build that community with people? I mean, because you're going out and you said, I mean, a lot of times you're not able to have that social aspect with your close friends. You're out on the weekends working, really. So how are you building that community with those fellow bloggers and Instagrammers?
Well, a lot of it is meeting people at events.
Okay.
Being active in the community, you're going to meet other people.
And don't be afraid to say, hey, right?
Exactly.
Right. A lot of times people go to places and they like are afraid to approach anybody. And it's okay to like say, I love the food. This is awesome. You know, I posted about it.
Exactly. Like, I think bloggers should talk to the restaurant owners and chefs and all that. But I've also like gone up to people who maybe put their faces in their blog so I can recognize them and be like, hey, like, I love what you do. Like, I know you probably don't recognize me because I don't really put myself in ATL Bucket List too much. But like, I'm Alyssa, like from ATL Bucket List. Like, I would love to grab lunch sometime. I've done that so many times and usually something really cool comes from it. So I definitely recommend anyone go say hello to someone at an event.
Curious. I know you probably can't say like 100% of your sources, but where do you find out about like the new? Because I think one of the biggest things about differentiating yourself when you're trying to have a voice in anything is like making sure that you're like ahead of the wave rather than following it. Mm-hmm. Like, how did you find out about Pokeberry so soon after it had opened?
So this one's a little tricky because I think I definitely have a leg up on everyone in this aspect. I do have a lot of people reaching out to me.
Right.
When there's something new that comes to Atlanta and they want to get in front of like the foodie audience, often they'll, you know, send me a DM or send me an email. I had heard about Pokeberry, but then I also got a DM from them and they were like, hey, like, we're opening on this day. Like, we really want you to come in.
Well, so like before the notoriety though, like how did you, I mean, was there a website that you really loved? Were you using Reddit? Like,
yeah, well, I'll be honest. I was using like Scout Mob and Yelp, like all the really cool, just like anything where they're talking about food and new and cool.
Right.
So I did a lot of research and I think everyone needs to put that time in, even just like going on Instagram. I'll look at hashtags that are relevant to the Atlanta community and just spend hours looking, try to find something that, even if it's not new, just something that people have overlooked.
Right.
That's really cool. I love hidden gems.
Yeah. Instagram is how I found out about FamFam, that like texting only invite secret Korean karaoke bar. It's like very, sounds like a Portlandia skit, but it's super fun. And they have like this weird Instagram account. You'd probably really like it, Seven. It's like super strange.
I think we've done food there several times.
Oh, you have done, you did do the cars. Yeah, that's right. I forgot about that. But I think everything they do, like social media and like that kind of stuff is really cool because it's like strange, which is, you know, can be like weird sometimes, but it's very, very, very different. But I was like, oh, this is dope. I have to check it out.
The whole team there is super cool. Shout out to Kyle, Naomi, and Chris. So
Nice.
Yeah, Christopher is awesome.
Seven knows everybody. Yeah. You learn that quickly, Seven.
He does.
So what would you say, I mean, with all of the people that you get to meet and how you originally started to reach out and build that community and now people reach out to you, but of all of the things that you've gone to, the people that you've met, do you have kind of a most interesting story, a most interesting experience that you've had in just in what you've done with ATL Bucket List and with Atlas Media?
Give us something juicy.
Yeah. Because I mean, if you met this, like, I just imagine you have some kind of interesting story.
You got to know Usher, right?
I don't know Usher. No.
Why does everybody in Atlanta know Usher? Like, that's like the sixth time I've heard that this week.
It's Monday.
I've heard of this. If anyone has a hookup for meeting Usher, let me know.
Okay. Same.
But no, I haven't met Usher, sadly. But I don't know. I think meeting people who are doing really awesome things. I had the opportunity to have like me and two of my really good friends have a dinner with Ford Fry. Got to like sit down and really hang out with him.
That's insane.
Yeah.
That's super awesome.
And like, he's the guy behind some of my favorite, like all time favorite restaurants in Atlanta. And just to meet him and see how down to earth and really cool he was.
Did he wear his trucker cap?
Actually, I think he did. Yeah. But yeah, I mean, especially someone like that who everybody knows and like he could have had an ego and he didn't. He was just so cool. It was really cool for me to get to meet someone who is behind the restaurant that or a bunch of restaurants that I really just enjoy and always go in because I love it and I support them. And just seeing how friendly and genuine he was just made me want to go and, you know, support his businesses even more.
I mean, but that's an example of like why he's so successful because there are more than one restaurant groups in Atlanta, but not all of them like stay cool. And
yeah.
I think a lot of times people like once they attain that kind of success, there's this like ego and like all this other kind of stuff. And that's like a toxic drink and it, you know, ruins everything about the restaurant. But I do love Ford Fry restaurants. So that's an unbelievable experience. Did you guys eat food?
So it was really cool. It was sponsored by Lexus. and because I guess they're like a sponsor for them. And they set us up at King and Duke for like happy hour. And then Ford, he did not drink. And then Ford drove us in his Lexus to the Optimist where we then had dinner. And it was a really cool experience. He made me my first oyster that I successfully ate. I was never a big fan. And then he's like, Alyssa, you have to try an oyster.
And they have good oysters there.
And they're really good.
All the seafood there is really, really good. I've eaten there recently. It's a fantastic restaurant.
I'll be honest, he changed my mind about oysters. And now I'm getting there. but it was a cool experience.
Yeah. So everything that you've done so far with ATL Bucket List, and I know you still have probably a million things to check off that bucket list, but what do you see the trajectory of that, the ATL Bucket List and also Atlas Media? What do you see in the future and where do you hope it goes?
You know, I hate that I don't have a great answer for this because I don't like admitting this, but I don't really have a huge master plan for it. I didn't have a master plan when I started it. It was really just a passion project. And it has evolved into this monster that I never knew it could be. And I just have so much fun with it. And I think that's kind of the key to me being successful with it and keeping it authentic.
Yeah.
There's money to be made. I get to do cool things. But at the end of the day, I just like having this really cool relationship with people in Atlanta. Today I'm going on a trip to New York City next month. And I was like, you know what? I bet there are a lot of people in Atlanta who know cool things. So I put up a little Instagram story and was like, can you just DM me some really cool spots in New York? Like, I don't know what to do there. And I've gotten such great responses. And it's so cool to have a community of people that kind of are, you know, my family in a way. It's been cool. So just continuing to grow that and
and stay real. Like Ford Fry, I want to stay humble.
Are you in Seven working on anything fun at the moment?
I'm not sure. I mean, I think well, one thing I should mention that I'm working on is we're doing ATL Burger Week soon, which is a new challenge for us because we don't do burgers.
A pokey burger.
We're not going to release it yet, but I think we're going to be. I think we're going to release it on the news soon, which I don't think I'm allowed to announce where or when yet. But
okay. Just stay tuned.
Keep our eyes peeled.
And it will be a really cool but also weird burger, I promise.
Yeah. I will definitely need to try that.
Yeah. And so, Alyssa, how do you know the handpicked guys? So you said you guys met Seven and then you met them? Or how do you guys all know each other?
Yeah, well, I mean, weird story. I worked with Scout Mob way back when on an article.
I think technically before both of our times.
Okay, maybe. Yeah, it was like ATL Bucket List was in its infant stages. Yeah. And I was so excited to get to work with Scout Mob. And we did this little article together talking about some cool spots in Atlanta. And then it wasn't until a few weeks ago, I was just meeting Seven because he always treats me so well and has me try all these new weird creations. So I was over there and just hanging out and they happened to have a meeting and
I wouldn't to full transparency. It wasn't a meeting. I was there with some of my like high school buddies and we were definitely having a lot of fun and just randomly like came in to say hello to Seven. And, you know, he was kind enough to make an introduction.
Yeah.
And he also, did you make anything for her while she was there?
Because
I don't want to. Okay.
I think I made her. Well, you guys had, I think, the same thing that.
Okay. Yeah. He made this like sushi roll that he deep fried and it was like a peanut butter jelly dessert roll.
How amazing
it was
that?
It was insane. And he also, like, I think this was the same day I got to try that salad.
Yeah. The
salad was super delicious.
Yeah. Which I thought that was so cool because I never, like, I know like pokey in a sense is sort of like salad ish. But this was like a salad. And then I saw these little like, crouton looking things. And I was like, oh, what are those? And they were like fried crab.
They were crab crouton.
Yeah. They
crab
were
croutons.
Like, amazing.
And I think total it was like five ingredients in the salad, like two of which were devoted to the dressing, but it was so like perfect. It was
so
an
good.
Amazing salad.
Wow.
And unfortunately, you guys are closed on Mondays, right?
Oh, yeah, we're not there. When.
But tomorrow.
Tomorrow.
All right, I'll see you tomorrow. Then,
yeah, right?
Perfect.
Yeah, there have definitely been times where I'm like, all right, pokeberry time. Oh, but it's Monday.
I'm legit worried about like my intake of fish because I've turned into a pokehead and like all I eat is pokey like multiple times a week. It's ridiculous. Anderson gives me a hard time about it in the office.
I'm worried he's going to die of mercury poisoning.
He's like, listen, dude, you've got to slow down. Like,
but maybe sometimes switch up the tuna for salmon and you'll be fine.
I get all of the protein when I...
Is that how that works?
but no, I love the pokey.
Thank you, guys.
Yeah, it is great. It is some like, I obviously have a good friendship with Seven, but it is my favorite pokey. Like, I will say that.
No,
like, I'm not ashamed to say
leaps
it.
Leaps and bounds above everything else. And it's all about the fish. The fish is so fresh.
It
is. I like the ramen even better than the
I love, so that fried ramen.
Oh, yeah. Well, the fried ramen
is
actually
so
never been released yet.
I was just going to say, he's only ever talked to me about it before.
Yeah, we only have time. We don't really have the time to make it. So we make it for special people and by reservation.
Okay.
Wow.
Well, there we go. You're more special than us. Now we know where this totem pole is.
That's like the beef Wellington of ramen. Order it 2 days ahead.
I thought you guys had it. Did you guys not have it when we first opened Lifting Noodles?
No, I had something, but it wasn't the fried. I've been most excited about the
fried. We call it the fried ramen carbonara. And that's actually a combination of us and Lindsay Green from Food Network and Hunger Diaries, which is super cool.
And it's like, I don't want to call it dry, but it's not like the same as a normal ramen.
It's brothless ramen and it is pan fried and the sauce is a combination of egg yolk and spices, which is pretty cool.
Yeah. See, I would remember if I had that.
Okay. Yeah. You definitely need to make a reservation.
Okay, opentable.com, right?
You guys are in next time. Send me a DM.
I got you. I'm stoked about it.
Yeah. I'm excited. I have to try a lot of things.
Come with us. Yeah. Come with us.
Yeah. Well, Alyssa, thanks so much. If anybody wanted to learn more about you, about ATL Bucket List, where would they go to do that?
Really, the best place to reach me is to go to @ATL Bucket List or @ATL_Bucket List on Instagram. Send me a DM or there's always that button that you can click to send me an email. I would love to hear from you guys. I love if anyone has like cool tips, I think that's cool too, because there's so many cool things in Atlanta that I can't possibly know about them all. Mm-hmm. And I know other people do. So if there's ever anything cool, I think we'd all like to know.
Yeah.
So send it our way and, or just say hello, because ATL Bucket List would be nothing without Atlanta. So love all you guys.
Well, great. And what about Atlas Media? I mean, are you taking on new clients? I mean, what are you, how can people reach you there?
Yeah, always taking on new clients. You can reach out to me at via email, Alyssa@atlasmedia.com. Or you can also find me on Instagram at Atlas Media. And it is spelled a little funny. It's A-T-L-Y-S, sort of a play on Atlanta and my name.
Yep. That's cool.
My dad came up with it. And at first I was like, this is the dumbest name. And then but it kind of stuck. So it is A-T-L-Y-S. So a little bit different spelling, but it works, I think.
Yeah, it definitely does. Yeah. I like that a lot.
Website?
It's coming.
Oh, okay. Cool. Sorry.
Well, thanks so much, Alyssa. And Seven, if somebody wanted to get in touch with you, learn more about Pokeberry and Lifting Noodle Ramen.
Yeah, just find us on Instagram at Pokeberry at Lifting Noodles Ramen.
Okay. Well, great. John and Anderson. Handpicked ABL.
We're handpickedatlanta.com. We're also on Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook as Handpicked ATL.
Mm-hmm.
Well, great. I mean, is there any, you guys already spoke to some events that are coming up. Seven, you're with that wing, you're a judge of the wing thing?
I'm a judge on the wing contest.
May 12th, I want to say off the top of my head, but you can find out all the information on our website.
Okay. Yeah. Well, great. And that's handpickedatl.com?
Handpickedatlanta.com. We weren't smart enough to go with the short URL.
It's okay. It's great. Well, thank you guys so much for another great episode of Culinary Atlanta. We'll see you all next time on Atlanta Business Radio.